آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
گھومنا کچھ لوگوں کے لیے جینا ہوتا ہے، پر اب تو سب جگہ لاک ڈاؤن ہے، گھومنا پھرنا بند ہے، تو ایسے میں ان لوگوں کی زندگی کیسی ہے جو گھومنے کو جینا مانتے ہیں؟ میرے ساتھ روی پربھو ہیں، امریکہ میں رہتے ہیں، بھارت کے آندھرا پردیش کے رہنے والے ہیں اور 186 دیشوں کی یاترائیں کر چکے ہیں۔ جی، صرف 9 دیش ایسے ہیں دنیا میں جہاں وہ نہیں گئے ہیں اور جانا چاہتے ہیں۔ کیا گزب کی زندگی جی ہے روی پربھو نے، حالانکہ وہ بتاتے نہیں ہیں کہ کتنی زندگی ہے یہ، لیکن ان کے انوبھو جانتے ہیں اور سنتے ہیں کہ آج کل ان کی زندگی کیسی ہے۔ روی، آپ کا بہت بہت سواگت ہے ایس بی ایس ہندی پر۔
Yeah, thank you, sir. Dhanyavad.
Tell us, Ravi, how many countries have you traveled already?
So far, I've been to 186 countries. And my numbering, I mean, there are so many countries that are not really fully independent or sovereign or considered to be a full-fledged country. So the United Nations number is 193. And there are two additional member states, Palestine and Vatican City. So my count is 195. And out of 195, I've completed 186 and 9 more remaining.
Kaun se hain wo 9 countries jo abhi nahi gaye hain aap?
Yeah, so Venezuela, South America mein Venezuela. And in Africa, I have Somalia and Libya. And in Asia, I have Turkmenistan, Syria, Yemen and Iran. And then in the southwest, near to where you live, I have Nauru and Tuvalu.
Wow. Can I ask, Ravi, aap kitne saal ke hain abhi?
Rather than give an age, I will keep the audience guessing, because that's better, you know. Age is a state of mind. So, and I personally feel I'm still 25, so let's leave it there.
So my next question is, ye kab shuru hua travel
karna? Actually, the travel, I think I've been infested with the travel bug. I've always felt like traveling, but growing up in middle class India, you know, things are not easy. It's not like my parents were super rich or anything. But my dad worked for State Bank of India. So they used to have something called LTC. Like every 2 years, the bank pays the family to go on vacations. So without them saving the money, they used to take us around. So we started traveling exclusively within India, traveled many, many places. When I was 9 years old, my parents took me to Bhutan. That was my first foreign country. And when I saw Bhutan, which is so different than South India where we live, that's when I think I felt like, hey, maybe given a chance, I want to see the world. So that's how the seed grew in my mind. And I think I've always had a fascination for world travel. And when I started going to college and then started earning little money, that's when I started saving up and allocated resources very well planned, so I could use my savings a bit and start traveling. So I really started travel. I've been traveling for at least 10-15 years now.
Achha, to Bhutan ke baad, jab aap pehli baar gaye bahar, wo kaun sa desh tha?
Country after that was America, when I came in to study.
Achha.
In the US.
Ye ek, I guess, myth hai ya basic understanding hai ke traveling bahut kharchila hota hai, bahut paisa kharch hota hai. एक देश में जाने में इतना पैसा खर्च हो जाता है कि कई साल की कमाई लगती है। आप 186 देश ट्रेवल कर चुके हैं, इतना पैसा कहां से आया?
ओके, सो
आई मीन माय क्वेश्चन इज के हाउ डू यू प्लान?
या एग्जैक्टली सो दिस इज, आई ऑलवेज कोट दिस एग्जांपल। आई हैव हैड अ फ्यू इंस्टाग्राम लाइव्स एंड फ्यू ट्रैवल एजेंसीज कॉल्स एंड लाइव कॉल्स। दिस इज एग्जैक्टली व्हाट आई सेड। आई वाज स्टेइंग एट द मैरियट इन बैंगलोर एंड देन there was a party that weekend, that evening, and guests of the Marriott, it's free. For outsiders, it was a 2,000 rupee entrance. And then I've seen many people who get an average salary of 15 or 20,000 rupees spending 10,000 rupees just that night. Okay. And now let's take this 10,000 rupees for an ordinary wage earner as savings or whatever. And then with 10,000 rupees, you can go to Thailand. Now that you have budget airlines like Air Asia or Virgin, I flew from Edith Keynes to Singapore, I think. I cannot remember. There are so many low-budget airlines. And you don't have to travel every month, right? Let's say in a year. Even if you have an average salary, you don't have to be super-duper rich. If you plan properly and maybe save 1,000 or 1,500 rupees or 2,000 rupees a month, still 24,000. It's easily attainable to make one world trip. So that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, you always have to plan according to your budget. And then if you have above average salary, and traveling should not be that much difficult when I started, right? Nowadays, everything is easy. You can stay in couch surfing. You can stay in cheap hostels. Only the flight ticket also. You have a number of airlines, budget airlines before COVID. So things are not that expensive to travel. And it's not necessary. If you live in Australia, for example, you can make a trip to New Zealand 1 week, fly to Queenstown, rent a car, drive all around the island, right? And then I'm sure there are cheap flights from Australia to Fiji and other islands like Tonga and Tuvalu and so forth. So if you really want to travel, flights from Australia to Bali are very inexpensive. Very inexpensive in the sense, I'm not talking, it's not very, very expensive. It's something that people should be able to do, right? So rather than worrying about traveling all 186 countries like I did, you can always start somewhere.
How was Australia for you? Kab aaye the aap yahan aur yahan ka experience kaisa tha?
I've been to Australia a few times. Achha. And I have not been to Western Australia or Southern Australia, which is Adelaide. But I've traveled to Melbourne. I've traveled to New South Wales. I've also traveled to Queensland, I mean to Brisbane, and I also went to Cairns. And then Australia is nice, it's a good vacation. But for me, since I live in the US, like if you live in India, you go to Australia for the first time, it's a wow feeling because it's a different culture, you see westernization and all that. But since I went from USA, it was on par. I mean, it was not really something very different than what I expected. The most fascinating thing I've done for Australia was flying to Alice Springs. As you understand, as Australians understand, it's a huge desert and barren in the center of the country. And people live on the rims of the continent, right? Mm. So going to Alice Springs was really, really an amazing experience. Looking at Ayers Rock, the time it took, the flight that it took, the planning it took for me. Truly, truly unique. And you see that red mountain in the middle of nowhere. That was truly breathtaking. And the second one is, of course, the Great Barrier Reef. I mean, the problem with Great Barrier Reef, I could not do it the first time or second time or third time. Every time I go, it's either raining or the weather is not good or something or the other. But fourth time I went to Cairns, I was able to see the Great Barrier Reef. That was a mind-blowing experience.
And yahin se phir aap New Zealand gaye honge.
No. I think, because the problem, Vivek, is I have a full-time job. I'm not a full-time traveler.
Achha.
I travel only for passion and pleasure as a hobby. So I don't have so much time at a stretch. So what I do, I take about 7 to 10 days in between, like every few months, and travel. So when I went to New Zealand, it was a totally different trip.
Achha.
And New Zealand is closer to USA than Australia.
So which has been your most favorite trip so far?
I mean, it's a wrong question to ask a world traveler. every trip is a favorite trip. I mean, there are bad experiences, and bad experience meaning bad experience. I mean, I've seen some world travelers say, hey, this country is bad because I had a bad experience. That's a very wrong way to say it. Let's say I come to Sydney and somebody pickpockets my money and I lose my money. I cannot say Sydney is bad, right?
Mm.
Maybe I had a bad experience, but that does not make Sydney bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like that, I don't experience as good or bad or personal feelings. So we cannot summarize just because I had a most amazing time in Thailand does not mean Thailand is the best country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I really have a tough time. But if I have to choose, one of my favorite cities is Rio de Janeiro and Buenos Aires. Every time I go there, I have a lot of really great time. And same thing when I go to Mumbai, I have a great time. And then if I have to count amazing, beautiful experiences, there are so many. So I really can't list one trip as the best trip or one trip as a bad trip.
So can you share an experience with us jo aapko yaad rehta ho ki wahan aisa hua tha?
Yeah, sure. I have been to many volcanoes. I've seen lava coming through the red zones in Central America, in Hawaii, by flight trip. But the most memorable experience is something close to you in the country of Vanuatu. In Vanuatu, there is a main capital, the capital city, which is Port Vila. But there is also an island called Tana, T-A-N-N-A. On Tana, there is a volcano called Mount Yasur. And that was one of a very, very memorable experience for me because you can go to the vent by hiking the mountain, and then you can see the lava, the earth shuddering under your feet, the whole mountain shaking, or you feel the reverberations while the mountain is spewing lava and stuff. That would be one of most unique experiences. The commercial airline from Port Vila to Tana was sold out that day, so I had a chartered plane with three other people. Mm-hmm. And then we flew that little Cessna over Mount Yaesu and then landed, and then 3 hours back breaking trip in a pickup van, and then Mount Yaesu and seeing that lava at midnight, late evening. I mean, it's so amazing, right? It's like a few feet away and you can see the lava sputtering. So that would be one unique experience. And I can give another second unique experience is being Indian. Ever since we grew up, everything is Pakistan, Pakistan, Pakistan. All we hear of India and Pakistan, right? And then there is this area called Gilgit-Baltistan, which in India we call Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Indians are generally not given tourist visas to go to Pakistan. Mm-hmm. And then Indians, even they get a visa, business visa or educational visa, religious visa. You only can go to Lahore, Karachi and Islamabad, but you cannot enter this POK or what in Pakistan is called Gilgit-Baltistan. And recently I happened to even go to Gilgit-Baltistan. So that was another amazing, thrilling experience, only because some place I was told all my life that I cannot go. And then I ended up going. That's why that's another thrilling experience.
Or koi kharab experience? Have you ever been pickpocketed or kuch aisa hua hai?
Yeah. Many, many instances like that. Missing the plane, customs officer looking for bribes. And then there are many bad experiences, but I take them as a personal bad experience and don't really want to name the country call it a bad experience. Because in India, we are Indians. We encounter many bad things in India itself. That doesn't make India bad, right? Mm. So that's why I don't want to talk about the bad experiences. I don't want to name the countries. Yes, many places pickpocketing has happened. Many places they cheat you by giving you wrong stories. And then many places they try to trap you. But as a seasoned traveler, if I have a bad experience, I blame it on myself. Like being a seasoned traveler, being traveled far and wide, if I still fall prey for it, then the problem is with me, not them, right?
Ab main ye janna chahta hu, Ravi, ki a traveler who is in lockdown, wo kaisi zindagi hai? Is it tough for you?
Actually, that's what I was thinking as well. And then, like I told you earlier, my trips are spanned every 3 months or 4 months, right? I'm not a full-time traveler. For a full-time traveler, maybe this is a big problem. But since I travel once in 3 months and 4 months and so forth, and my last trip was in February, so March, April, May, June, it's been only 4 months. Now, I'm not really feeling, and nowadays I started feeling, hey, I haven't traveled anyway, mm-hmm. but maybe this is a God-given break that I'm enjoying, because sometimes you want to enjoy staying home, spending time with family, walking in your own neighborhood and driving around to places close by. So I feel this is the chance I've gotten, and that's what I'm doing now.
So do you feel the itch? Kabhi aisa bhi hota hai ke bas bag uthaya aur nikal gaye, ya every
yes,
time?
Yes. Yeah, it hasn't happened for 3 months, but nowadays, I mean, I'm like already. I haven't taken a flight, but I've already started looking on websites how to travel, what to travel, where to travel, and stuff like that. The itch has started, but it's not gotten bad. It's still in a controllable fashion.
Hope you get to travel again soon.
Thank you, Vivek.
Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Okay, Vivek.
ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं.